And do you remember, anything about the wagon or buggy wheels, different parts, and how they were attached, and how you kept them, making, letting them squeak and things like that?
Well, you used axle grease to keep them from squeaking. And then they had the hub, is a little round thing that the spokes are fastened to, and then you have spokes, and then the rim around the wheel.
Now, is the rim iron or?
Well, it has something on it to keep, it's not just wood, and I can't for the life of me picture. Well, the spokes would come out from the hub, you know.
And how would they be fixed at the end of the wheel?
They would be into the rim. They'd be, as well as I remember, they would either be fastened, they would be right up against it or into the rim.
I see. Did you ever hear the term feller or fella? See. I think that was a wooden. Like a rim, in fact, around the edge. But you see, the spokes would have to be up in something.
That's what I was.
And I'm wondering if. I've heard that the outside, that the rim or the tire was made of metal, mm-hmm. and the wooden thing that the spokes go in, it was called something like a feller or a fella or.
Well, I just don't know.
It's an unusual name.
Uh-huh.
I'm not too clear on what it actually is. How would your husband or your father put the axle grease on?
They came in a can, and they would have a little paddle, and then they'd get the hands off the grease, so I imagine they'd have to do something with their hands. But I do know that they took it out of the can in a little paddle of a thing.
And
put it on the, they would put it around the, it's what the hub goes on, I don't know what you call that, and then push it in and put the wheel on.
Did you ever hear anyone use tallow for that? First place, what is axle grease as you remember it? Was that?
It was a dark, sticky substance. Now tallow is, you said something about tallow.
Yeah, someone said that when they couldn't buy axle grease, they used tallow.
Well now, I never heard of that. You know, tallow is the fat of a sheep, I believe, isn't it? I believe it's the fat of some
animal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just wondering what the process was, whether they'd actually.
Well, I just don't know. I never heard of using tallow.
Mm-hmm. Whether it would. But you'd buy the axle grease.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of tallow, what would you use in the kitchen to keep your cakes from sticking?
Cakes.
Cakes or anything from sticking to the pan. What would you use in the kitchen?
We'd use a little of the lard.
Always lard. And did that flavor the?
No, we wouldn't use enough of that, just enough to grease it. And then sprinkle a little flour over it and do the pan down to so the flour would coat the.
You mentioned the lard. It was a very high quality, so
yes.
It probably wouldn't.
No, really, lard to this day makes the best biscuit. Makes better biscuit than Crisco or any of the high-priced vegetable oil.
The use of lard is...
I just almost nail now, it really is.
And I do remember, as a child, I'm not too clear on how we used to buy it, but I know we used lard.
They used to put it up in 50-pound cans.
I have a vague recollection of buying this, not in a grocery, but in a meat market, and in some kind of paper container.
Oh yes, they had it in. Not
so big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But lard was a real,
mm-hmm.
It was an important.